What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Kempire is brought to you by
New York City. We are coming back for an all-new show for Pride Month. June 21st, we will be back at the Green Room 42 for all hot topics, reality television, and so much more. Join us for the Kempire After Dark Tour. And if you are in Boston, we'll be there on May 30th. On July 11th, we'll be in Nashville. July 12th, we'll be back in Atlanta. And then we'll be in Seattle on August 30th. For more information on the Kempire After Dark Tour, be sure to check out the description of the episode. And I can't wait to meet each and every one of you. We have a lot of things to get into.
You're listening to Kempire on the Kempire Radio Network.
Let's go live. Let's go live. Thank you for the likes already. We appreciate it. You. Jazz hands. Jazz hands. All right. Oh, I didn't even double check to make sure that you guys could hear me. Oh, shout out to all of you watching on Twitch, Twitter, TikTok. We appreciate you guys. Those of you watching on Facebook and, of course, our YouTube fam. If you're not watching us there, if you're not following us there, you should. We have different experiences. Sometimes I go live on Instagram, just on Instagram. Sometimes I go live just on TikTok. Sometimes I just go live for members here on YouTube. So become a member today at teamcampari.com/join. This is our weekly recap of Summer House Martha's Vineyard. We are earlier than usual just because there is no more Real Housewives of Potomac to recap. Oh, God. Do you miss it? Do you miss it? Maybe you don't. Maybe you don't. But I also want to know from you guys, how are you feeling about Summer House Martha's Vineyard? How are you feeling about it? How would you rate it this week? We're already on episode 5. It's only 9 episodes. Today is a very critical day, guys. You need to go tag Bravo on Instagram, on Twitter. Let them know you want to see a reunion. Let them know. It's critical because by the time we get to episode 6, 7, 8, and 9, if there's no announcement of a reunion, then we're not going to get one. Bravo, you have nothing else going on. You could give us a reunion. We'll take it to the Watch What Happens Live. All right, we'll take it to Watch What Happens Live. And yes, Andy can host it too. Let's get into our Summer House Martha's Vineyard recap, please. Welcome back to the Kempire Channel. Thanks to all of you for being here for our weekly recap of Summer House Martha's Vineyard. Look, all of you have such strong opinions already. I'm seeing the live chat on YouTube, those of you on TikTok, so many strong opinions. You will have an opportunity to call in and share those strong opinions here on the channel. Someone just said, I wonder who will call in. Oh, Sisso Namu said, I wonder who will call in from the cast. Look, hopefully no one, okay? Because I said what I said. You guys calling in, trying to use my platform to make yourselves look better, only hurts you in the end. No, it doesn't. I think it worked with Silas a little bit. I think it worked with Silas. I think it worked with Alex. And some of you, first of all, some of you are shooting your shot at Alex in the comment section. No, look, shoot your shot. You never know. If you're in New York City, one young lady says, I'm in Brooklyn. Okay, let me turn on my notifications. Uh-oh, I forgot my notifications. Do not disturb. Okay, sorry about that, y'all. You know, I'm usually very professional. I was busy doing some other things, so I made to make sure my notifications were on. Anyway, so someone was shooting their shot in the comment section for Alex. Okay, good. Look, why not? But Bria, ooh, they're giving Bria hell. Oh, they're calling this moment when Bria called in.
Do you think if you guys do get a season 2 that Mariah will be welcomed back?
I would love for her to come back. I said that in numerous interviews. I mean, at the time that we voted her off and I was in on that, at the time because I was angry and...
So everyone is citing that interview that we did. I completely forgot. You guys reminded me what Bria said. Look, Bria, I got a message for you, girl. Don't change. Every cast, every reality show needs a villain. You are the villain, okay? Lean into it. I don't think Bree is letting it affect her because she got that same edit last season. This is Bria. Let's be honest. This is who Bria is. Bria, don't change, girl. Don't change. If you were sweet and kind and everyone liked you, I think people would say the show is boring. Some people are already saying that the show is boring. But, you know, I'm enjoying the show. I don't find it boring. I'm actually pretty much entertained. I like seeing this cast. I like seeing them go to the rodeo. But we have a lot to unpack. And shout out to the cast, because I was watching Jasmine and Summer on Instagram Live talk a little bit about their experience. And I have to say, Summer is taking it on the chin, too. Because, you know, a lot of people are criticizing, including me, Summer, for some of the things that have played out already in episodes 1, 2, 4. And I have to say, she's sort of like, she gets it. She's not fazed by it. She understands. She's also watching it almost like a disconnect in regards to, you know, laughing at herself. I was like, okay, I can appreciate that. I can appreciate the maturity that we're getting, okay? Preston was on Watch What Happens Live last night. Did you guys see him shade Robin Dixon? Did you see him? When asked about, you know, Candace leaving and Robin leaving, he basically was just like, he focused on Candace leaving. Candace is his friend. He's from the DMV. I really want to know his real thoughts on Robin. Maybe he doesn't want to share his real thoughts on Robin because he lives in the DMV. It's okay. This is a safe space, Preston. We could talk about regular Robin over here. Or maybe you don't want to talk about regular Robin. Okay. All right. I understand. Some people are like, I'm going to miss you saying regular Robin. Why can't I continue to say it? Oh, because she'd be irrelevant without the show? Damn. Y'all aren't nice. Y'all aren't nice at all. Look, at all. Hey, Libra. Libra says, Kempire, I wish there was more interaction with others. The club scene could have been focused, I guess more focused than Bria sitting in the car with Milo. Milo, right? I mean, you're right. I forgot they even went to the club. She was turned around from the club. All right, let me start in order in regards to Summer House Martha's Vineyard. Guys, if you haven't already, be sure to like the video. It's an easy and free way of supporting not just my channel, but other channels that are recapping Summer House Martha's Vineyard. This also helps get the show promoted. This also helps get us a reunion. We have questions. We have questions. And I want to see a reunion. Truly. Original. I mean, the production company. Where are we at with that? I know it's not really up to them. It's up to the network. Like, they're ready to produce it. But when are we gonna make it happen? This is episode 5, y'all. We only have episode 6, 7, 8, and 9. I just want to make this real for you. We have 4 more episodes. They have to film the reunion like now. Like now. Or like the meow girl said, meow. We need to do this now. Like this week. Or next week. No, they did the Traitors reunion pretty quickly. But they have to get their outfits together. We can't have them looking a mess. Shanice has to, you know, figure it out. I have to give it to Shanice and Noelle. I like Shanice being full-time. We only got a little bit of Shanice last season. Yes, I do believe that there's a lot going on with Shanice that she needs to figure out. But she's also the fun energy that so many people want from a show like Summer House. So I like her. I was seeing her play around with Noelle and I'm like, I like her a little bit. Look, a little bit until they showed us that footage. Okay, let's start at the top. At the top, you know, last week it ended with Jasmine and Bria getting into it about Mariah coming. So this is part of the reason why everyone has been all week. You guys have been tagging me. I had to mute conversations because I was like, okay, I get it, y'all. I get it. You have your feelings about Bria. I'm not Bria, though. So everybody has been just saying, well, Bria, why you all of a sudden have an issue with Mariah? Even Mariah posted this on social media. Okay. The interview that we did, she had no problem in our conversation. And she says she's in the group chat. I have no problem with Mariah. I don't know what Bria thought or what Bria was thinking this summer when she wanted to sort of backtrack on that idea, unless something happened that we missed. So, as you know, last week, one of my favorite scenes was Jasmine talking about she has a brilliant, resilient, 2-time convicted felon mother. I found out from watching Jasmine's IG Live that her mom wrote a book. So for those that have been wanting to know more about Jasmine's mom's book, you can go to her IG. I'm sure she, by now she's posted a link to her mom's book where she talks about her life. So I'm ready to read it. I'm ready to read it because that sounds interesting. To turn your life around? Okay. So anyways, let me take a sip. Sidebar, guys, it's been announced, our new New York City show. All new show, different topics, all kinds of experiences. We will be coming back to the Green Room 42. Head on over to the description for more details. If you're in Boston, if you're in Nashville, if you're in Atlanta, if you're in Seattle, those ticket links are available. However, if you're not in any of those cities, the New York City show will have a live stream option. But let me tell you something, not everything will be shown on that live stream. Okay, not everything. All right. And we also have meet and greets for all the venues so we can take pictures, have conversations, kiki, all that good stuff. All right. All that information on the Kempire After Dark live tour. Look, look, I got my t-shirt on for those that are watching us on YouTube. Yeah. So I'll see you guys then. All right. Anyways. Okay. Look, look. I love this, Jenna. Jenna says, oh, we should get her mommy some book sales. Who is down for a book club with me? I mean, I'm down for a book club, but I got to make, oh, I might have some time to read it this coming up. I just been so busy, but yeah, I want to read it. I want to hear this story, but this is also why we need a reunion. Cause I'm sure she could give us a quick synopsis on what she meant, what Jasmine meant by that comment. What were you trying to say, Jasmine? Were you forewarning the group? Were you forewarning Bria? So Bria is a hot topic on social media. People are calling her a brat. People are saying, I am so over her. Look, with my producer hat on, I get where everyone's coming from. Please understand. I get it. Could I be friends with Bria in real life? No. Bria, leave me alone, Bria. I told you guys when I saw Bria, Bria's like, yeah, I'm your favorite. Okay, who told you this? Okay, I met her brother. Look, Bria, okay. Bria's delusional, though. Bria's right delusional to survive reality television. Again, Bria, don't change. Don't change. Don't listen. Don't listen to what social media is saying, all right? I can't remember the title. Mama Alex said, what's the title of the book? It's something to do with lemons. My Life as a Lemon, I think. Hold on. Let me look it up because, you know, I'd like to support Black authors. Hold on, y'all. Let me just make sure. I think it's My Life as a Lemon. The fact that I even remembered that, My Life as a, I think this is the book. I will tell you in a sec. Yep, My Life as a Lemon by F.M. Ellis. It was published back on February 29th, 2020. Let me pull up a picture. Okay, mama, we're going to support your book. Okay, I'm going to order it too. Hold on. Let me bring this picture over so you guys can see the book. This is cool. I like the name. What in the lemonade? Hold on. I can't believe I remembered it. If y'all question my memory, I remember what I want to remember. Okay, My Life as a Lemon, The Memoirs of Me, okay, by F.M. Ellis. This is Jasmine from Summer House, Martha's Vineyard's mom's book. You know, the brilliant, resilient, two-time convicted felon. Good for her. Y'all better go buy that book. Support Black authors. We have digressed so much. We have digressed so much. Yes, it's available on Amazon. I'm going to order it. I'm going to order it because I need to read it. I like a good book. I haven't read a good book in a while. All right. If you're just joining us, guys, we're talking about Summer House, Martha's Vineyard. At the top of this episode, episode 5, we have Jasmine and Bria getting into it about Mariah possibly coming. Mariah and Phil have been a hot topic. This back and forth leads to Jasmine getting very emotional. Some of this emotion has to do with a couple of things. It's not just the fact that Jasmine is pregnant. It's also, we have to keep in mind, Jasmine, I'm so glad that you mentioned this in your confessional. She doesn't know when Silas is coming back. We find out later in the episode, like, Silas doesn't come back for the birth. Silas comes back once she's given birth and she shows, you know, the military, she's given birth. But I don't even think that he's been back since, right? He's still away. Let me be very, he's still deployed, because some people might come in here and think that I mean, no, He's serving our country. All right. And that is, that comes with a whole other concern, his safety. And now she's raising this baby. Like she went through the whole pregnancy process by herself. And then she went, now she's going through the early, you know, years, well, not years, but months of the baby. All right. So she talks about that and she gets emotional in her confessional about it. And I really did feel for, I was like, oh, I didn't think about that, Jasmine. And she's like, she's like, I really need you guys to support me right now. She's like, she didn't come this summer for fighting. And look, let's be honest. One of the things that people are forgetting is that Jasmine feels alienated from the group. Remember, they were hanging out this entire time before filming with each other, icing her out. You know what I mean? So I thought that was interesting scene because it leads from Bria and Jasmine getting into a fight. Did you guys notice Bria is non-reaction to Jasmine getting very emotional? We had Summer, we had Noelle trying to comfort her. And then we had Bria just sort of standing there like a little brat. Let's be honest. She just sort of stood there just like, I think part of her felt sorry, but she was also inebriated. She was also inebriated. But this fight between Jasmine and Bria, because at one point, Jasmine just starts getting snarky with Bria. She's like, fine, yeah, uh-huh. And then Preston jumps in because, you know, the whole Phil situation, because he feels a way about Phil even being in the conversation about coming back. I mean, some people feel like the Phil and Mariah situation is the same. Some people feel like it's not the same, especially because Phil came in from the jump trying to argue with everybody. All right. So this argument leads, first of all, Amir and Jordan were inside having their drinks by themselves. I'm sure Natalie, his girlfriend, didn't like that when she sees the scene. She seems very jealous, Natalie. She seems very jealous. Y'all saw that scene when he FaceTimes Natalie and Natalie is looking cute and he already knows that she's in some sort of mood and he has to figure it out. And I was reminded when he was like, you know, these 2.5 weeks are hard for us. Especially when you are thinking about this Jasmine situation. 2.5 weeks, sir? I get it. You miss your partner. I'm not going to say that you're not going to miss your partner. But for it to be, look, at least you know there's an end time. When you look at the Jasmine situation, she doesn't know when her partner's coming back. But we're supposed to be, you know, feel sorry for Natalie. And Natalie's actually coming out when they have the couples come out. So are we supposed to feel sorry for Natalie? Natalie already gives me an interesting vibe. I can't wait till next week's episode because it looks like Jordan and Natalie must have had a something. I think they all met her before. And let me be honest, Amir is very much like, there are a lot of people in relationships similar to Amir and Natalie's relationship. Although it's not the type of relationship I would want to be in, where there's like this almost toxic jealousy. But there are some people that like that whole jealousy thing. It makes them feel like, oh, she loves me. It's her way of showing love until it goes too far. Until it goes too far. All right. Rosanna says, Natalie gives brat. Oh, Natalie. You're going to get it. When Natalie's on the show and we find out more about what the cast thinks about Natalie, we already heard a little bit of what they think. It will be interesting next week how people feel about Natalie. April says that Natalie is being a brat. Because she is one. But she's okay with it, right? Delon, thank you so much for the super chat. Delon says, Jazz, let them know what time it was. Don't play with her. In regards to what she said about her mom. I agree. She said, don't play with me. Do not play with me. I appreciated it. I really, really did appreciate the sentiment. Okay. I really did appreciate the sentiment. All right. Let me stay in the order. So Preston and Bria get into it. But I just love the way that Preston reads her down. She refers to Preston as the B word. Preston calls her a brat. All right. Mind you, as we're watching this scene, we're seeing Milo back at home destroy that room. Milo is taking things off of the dresser. Milo is going into the bathroom and pulling things off the tissue off of the paper. Here's the thing. I'm not a dog owner, but the reason why your dog is doing things like that, and dog owners and dog experts, you let me know if I'm wrong. He's acting that way because you have him cooped up in that room probably too long. Right? He's acting out because he's not happy. You got to do, and maybe that's part of the reason why she decided to bring him out to the club. But let me tell you something. I don't know about you guys, but I got a real joy from watching Milo rip up that room. Milo was tearing it up. He was tearing everything up in that room. And I get it. She can't have Milo running around the entire house in people's things and whatnot. But Milo was just like, don't play with me. Get me out of this room. I'm tired of this. Tando says, free Milo. Milo. Damn it. Milo. Yeah, free Milo. Milo. Free him, period. Oh, see? You guys are agreeing with me. I am going to mispronounce your name, and I apologize. Osair says, I have two dogs, and that is exactly what is going on. See? As soon as I saw it, I said to myself, Milo's upset. This is his way of acting out. We haven't really seen Milo act out like this in last season. We are literally seeing it. K-Baby, I thought the same thing. I said, either Milo is acting out or he's just not trained. It's either one or both. Miss Bernice says, desperation, anxiety. He was having a big episode. Oh, he was tearing up. I don't know, y'all. Like, it's disturbing because, yes, clearly he's not happy. So that's not nice. However, when he was tearing all her stuff up, I was like, good. Good. Tear it up, Milo. Tear it up. And then when he went to the bathroom to pull off the tissue, I was like, yeah, get more. Marigold says she needs to walk him more. Could be that too. Obviously, there's something going on. There's definitely something going on. P says that he's not trained. Jenna says he's not trained. Not just like Bria. Y'all ain't right. I told you, Bria is getting it. She's getting it in this chat, but she's also getting it on social media. All right? Bria, don't change. I know y'all like, Bria, don't change. So Bria clearly is drunk. Before she even leaves the restaurant, you know, Amir comes out and brings some shots. She's like, I need a shot. She takes another shot. So they head home. They're talking about everything in the car. Bria has antics with everyone. She's like, y'all need to have my back. And they're sort of like, they're trying to understand where Jasmine is coming from and where Preston is coming from. Preston is clearly, he already knows who he's dealing with Bria. He clearly says Bria acts as if her pain is bigger than anyone else's. Literally, we see someone talking about their pain in the car. And she's like, oh, I have that too, or I have something worse. And I was like, damn, he really, like, you can't even make this up. You can't even edit this together. That clearly was him calling her out on said behavior, and her in another car is showing said behavior. Oh, shout out to the post-production. They got it good. All right. So here's the thing. Nick, I have to say, you know, Nick got it a lot last season in regards to criticism. Not so much this season. He's sort of like gliding by, which some people will say, oh, he's boring. But I have to say, in this episode, I liked Nick. He gave me some funny moments, you know, sleep support. So Nick was like, oh, Milo's crying. But Bria, being drunk and didn't hear what he said, she thought he said, ho, stop crying. I'm sorry. But I listened back to that and I was like, that's literally what she thought he said. So I'm not going to even hold that against Bria. Bria thought he said, ho, stop crying. Does that even sound like something that Nick would even say? Does that sound like something Nick would say? Ho, stop crying. Does that sound like something that Nick would even say? Okay, I don't even think anyone in this cast of guys, like Phil, might say something like that. Phil probably would have said, oh, stop crying. Nick doesn't even talk like that. But they resolve it very quickly. I'm glad that it doesn't escalate and go to a terrible place, because when she comes back down, he's just like, I don't understand why you were so, you know, nasty to me. And she's like, I thought you said, ho, stop crying. Rosanna says, she said, ho, drag queen, whatever you want to call me. Bria is a mess. Oh my gosh. Dee Dee says, Nick was good. That was hilarious. Look, when I watched it back, it was funny. But for me, retelling it to you guys, it's even funnier. Because Nick is not that guy. And editors, if you don't leave Alex alone, every time Alex is meditating, they give us a whole aura thing around him. And Alex is like, oh. Happy belated birthday, Alex. You know, when Alex was here last week? Was it last week? It feels so long ago. When he was here last week, he mentioned that his birthday was at the end of the week. So happy belated birthday, Alex. But now it's Taurus season, so forget about it. Taurus season, Taurus season, Taurus season, Taurus season. Not one Taurus on this cast. A mess. Well, Tauruses never normally are good for us on reality television. It's very rare. You can probably count on one hand with the Tauruses that we truly like on reality television. Candy? That's it, right? What other Tauruses do we like on reality television? There are plenty of Taurus celebrities that we like, but Taurus reality stars? No. Hey, Rita. Rita from Berlin. Rita's celebrating his 3 months of your membership. Thank you so much for the support. Bria brought the best laughs this episode, despite being so annoying. This is why I say, Bria, don't change. Bria, don't change. I will never get over Bria. Bria said, I thought you said, ho, stop crying. Okay. SC says, is Alex and Candy going to be on Watch What Happens Live this coming Sunday? Where'd you see that? Oh, Karen. I forgot about my Karen. We put Karen on timeout, though, you know, since the DUI and all. But we love Karen on the show. Look, we love Karen on the show. Okay. All right. Miss R. Diva says, I don't like Candy. Look, I'm not saying that Candy's fantastic reality television. What I'm saying is that she's a decent human being in comparison to the other Tauruses that we know on reality television. Anyways. I say all that to say, guys, we will be posting the call-in link for you guys to call in and share your thoughts on Summer House Martha's Vineyard. If you're listening to the audio of this, we will not be including the callers. However, guys, don't forget to subscribe to the Kempire podcast on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. While you're there, don't forget to give us a 5-star rating. We're almost at 500 on Apple and on Spotify. So shout out to all of you that have already given us a 5-star rating. We appreciate your support. All right. China, we know. Teresa Giudice is a Taurus. Sidebar, did you guys notice on Sundays? I just realized that May 5th is on a Sunday and Real Housewives of New Jersey will be on Sundays. They've never been on Sundays. Sundays is Black Night. What are y'all doing over there? We kid, but we're not kidding. But I get it. They don't have a lot of content. They don't have a lot of content. And I wonder what's going to happen during the week. Why are we moving Real Housewives New Jersey to Sundays? Do we have a black cast member on the cast this season? I know they tan a lot, but they're not black. All right. Hold on. Oh, there goes the comment. I'm losing comments. Guys, keep liking the video if you haven't already. We have almost 900 of you on YouTube alone. We have quite a few of you watching behind the scenes here on TikTok. And those of you watching on Twitch and Twitter, we appreciate you guys being here for our Summer House Martha's Vineyard recap. Happy birthday, which Bernice? Not Miss Bernice. Miss Bernice is not a Taurus, right? I know we have another Bernice watching too, though. All right. Don Nemo. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Don Nemo. There we go. Bria's a mess, but she needs to stay just like that. I like watching her act like a brat. Reminds me of myself. Come on. Jubug says, ain't Dolores black? Just because we call her Black Dolores does not mean she's black. I think she got a little Nigerian or something like that, according to her 23andMe. All right. Rain of April says, yes, we do, Kempai. Remember, Dolores is an honorary black member. Okay, so it makes all more sense why Real Housewives of New Jersey has come to Black Sundays at Bravo. Anyways, I say all that to say, let me stick with my notes, all right? So Nick didn't call Bria a hoe, okay? So Jasmine goes upstairs to apologize to Shanice because, you know, of course, they brought up who brought up what in regards to the Shanice stalking situation. And Shanice gets more emotional and she says, you know, I got legal issues going on. She said, I lost my job and I just moved. She's got a lot of things going on. So she feels it's so. And this is why I say there's more to Shanice and why Shanice is the way that she is, because I think there is a lot more trauma there. And I want her to deal with that trauma. I don't know if she needs to deal with that trauma on this show with this cast because they're not equipped. But there's definitely stuff there. And right now she's going through a lot. But she's still sort of like the life of the party. And sometimes I wonder if that life of the party is sort of just a mask of something else. You know what I mean? That's what I thought, Miss Bernice. She said, no, I'm a December Capricorn. Okay. Hey, Miss Tina. Miss Tina says a lot of them act immature, Empire. You know what I like about this cast, and I posted this on Twitter. Yes, they act immature, even though some of them are in their 30s and near 40. What I like about this cast, what I notice, are these small things in regards to how they care for each other. I don't watch Summer House, the original chapter and verse. I've seen different things from them, and I'm aware of some of the drama that happens there. I don't know. You guys will let me know in the live chat and on Winter House as well. I feel like this cast of Black folks, they love on each other in different ways. And when I say love on each other, like Shanice hurt her leg. They're bringing in ice. They're helping out. We're seeing how they cook for each other. Like everyone on this cast, I feel like cooks. I don't know if everyone does, but I feel like a lot of people are cooking and loving on each other, checking on each other. And I know I said that about Amir. And Amir, yes, very much so does that. But I'm noticing it with the entire cast, how they are sort of like very supportive and loving of each other, even though they will get into each other's fights and they will say all kinds of things. I'm just noticing these little things that they do for each other. Then I'm like, oh, that's really sweet. That's really sweet. Okay. So Jasmine and Shanice are having their own conversation and Shanice gets really emotional about that. We already see that Nick clarifies to Bria. So they end up having a conversation, clarifies what he said. He did not call her a hoe. You know, hoe, stop crying. That is going to be, like, I honestly watching it was funny. But again, retelling it to you guys, it's even funnier. It's even funnier. But this is where Bria is clearly inebriated. And she's like, he's like, you need to come up. You should come upstairs and hang with us. He's like, and sleep in the bed and take a nap with me. It was like, what? Yeah. And she's like, you never heard of sleep support? And then Nick's like, okay. He reiterates this and says, what if I'm being your sleep support? And Simon comes in and he's like, what's going on here? Amir is not 36. Amir is 27. Amir is like one of the youngest. He's not.
Hey, it's Donna from Daily Dose of Donna. Every weekday afternoon on the Daily Dose of Donna podcast, I cover all of the reality TV and celeb gossip and breaking news. I'm a former TV casting director. My husband works in reality TV, and I live for the Housewives, the Sister Wives, the Southern Charmers, and the Summer Housers. And let's be honest, all of the drama. I'll give you a day's worth of celebrity and reality news weekday afternoons in just under an hour. New episodes of Daily Dose of Donna post weekday afternoons and are now available in video on Spotify. Subscribe to Daily Dose of Donna, that's D-A-N-A, on your podcast app.
The youngest, but he's one of the youngest. He's pretty young. I mean, that's not that young. He's damn near 30, okay? He's damn near 30. But, yeah, so rewinding back. So they talk about sleep support. This was such a funny moment. Foxy says, you need to add that to your soundboard, Campfire. A mess. April says, sleep support is iconic. It was like this is like their best episode of Summer House Martha's Vineyard because it was light and fun and funny. Like there were so many little funny moments. And if you're not paying attention, because I watched this thing multiple times, there are little moments that you might miss. Sidebar. Preston, why did I see your full booty? This is why I can't watch the show. For those that watch us on TikTok, we normally do watch parties for some of these shows on Black Night. And I don't do it for Summer House because last season, Jasmine and Silas were, you know, hammering. And I didn't want TikTok to ban me. So I stopped, you know, doing a watch party for Summer House, Martha's Vineyard. All right. Sidebar. Yes, I was on TMZ today. TMZ Live. Did it air? Okay. Thank you. For those that may have missed, I was on there for like 30 seconds. If you sneeze, you miss me. Okay. So I was on TMZ Live today. For those that missed it, I was talking about Taylor Swift and the Swifties losing it. Okay. For those that may have missed it. All right. Anyways. What was I going to mention? Oh, so the next day, Shanice, we see the scene that we didn't see the night before when Shanice was blowing up on Alex about him bringing up the whole stalking legal situation. All right. And they show the scene where she says, "My mom, my family hates you. My mom hates you." Okay. Do you guys think that it warranted Shanice's reaction? She does apologize the next day to Alex for saying that she hated him. But I believe her when she says her family hated him. But I already told you guys this. Yes, the fact that Alex brought it up brought attention to it. However, again, the way the Bravo universe is set up, it was going to come out. And I believe, I can't remember what we talked about. I feel like people already kind of knew about this story, Shanice. They already knew about the story. Of course, him bringing it up didn't help. But people already knew. But I get it. It was triggering for her. And we don't know the full details of what really happened in that relationship. When relationships end, oh, it can be so toxic. And it always reminds me of that quote from Sex and the City. I can't remember it detailed for, you know, word for word. But it basically is saying, I wish we would end relationships with the same respect that we start the relationship with. And I get it. People getting their feelings because maybe they didn't want the relationship to end, or maybe the way it ended was messy. So Shanice does apologize to Alex the next day for saying that she hated him and that her family and, well, she didn't apologize to the family because maybe the family does hate him. All right. Jasmine does inform everyone that, well, she informs Bria that Mariah is going to stay somewhere else. How do you guys feel about that? Remember, they're at a different house. Remember the house that they stayed at in season one? Mariah had the separate, like, little chateau off to the side, which was nice. But they are in a bigger, better house this season anyway. But this place doesn't have a little chateau, because that would have been perfect for Mariah. How do you feel about Mariah not being able to stay in the house? Well, some people might say, again, you said this on Kempire's show.
Do you think, if you guys do get a season two, that Mariah will be welcome back?
I would love for her to come back. I said that in numerous interviews. I mean, at the time that we voted her off and I was in on that, at the time because I was angry. And
some people are saying, like, if you didn't have an issue, there's no reason why Mariah could not stay in the house. We have to remember Mariah and Bria had a little bit of not a physical altercation, but it did get physical. But this was all prompted because Amir didn't step up and point out the fact that he was the one that put the stuff in the laundry or in the washing machine. I don't remember the details. It doesn't matter. But Amir was at it. However, we have to remember, I don't know at this point. I don't think so. At this point, Amir did not even apologize to Mariah for being the one behind the issue with her and Bria. Ms. Bernice says that Mariah should be in the house. I would have loved to see Mariah in the house, but we're still going to get Mariah. If you saw the preview for next week's episode of Summer House Martha's Vineyard, Mariah is going to be there. So Jasmine lets Bria know she's not going to stay with us, but she will be a part of the festivities. And Bria was like, thank you. Philly Jones says, justice for Mariah. Justice for Mariah. I mean, maybe next season. I think maybe this is a great starting point for Mariah to come back, interact with the group, see that it's all good. I'm sure we're going to see a conversation between Bria and Mariah. I wonder if we will see a conversation between Mariah and Amir. Well, I'll tell you this, and I almost promised myself, I was like, I'm not going to bring up Summer House Martha's Vineyard's premiere party, but I told you the reason why I went, so it was so I could get content. Well, when I saw Mariah, I had a conversation with Mariah, and it seemed like beef was still happening between Amir and Mariah. Like, they still weren't in a good place. However, at the bar, they happened to run into each other at the premiere party, and they said what's up to each other, and it was all good. I still need a reunion so that we can unpack all of that, and we get an official apology from Amir. Okay? All right. Guys, if you haven't already, be sure to like the video. It's an easy and free way of supporting not just my channel, but every channel that covers Summer House Martha's video. And there are plenty of people talking about the show. So the more that you like our video, these new channels will start to show up on your Explorer page. Okay? Okay. And don't forget, guys, the Kempire After Dark tour is officially here. We have dates coming up in Boston, New York City. We have a new date for Pride Month. We also have, of course, Nashville, Atlanta, and Seattle. More information on the Kempire After Dark tour is available in the description. Okay? All right. You guys are all saying Bria is a brat. Bria is a brat. Bria, go make the t-shirts, girl. Jay on Twitter says that the pup was bored and mad. Jay also said she knew they weren't letting her in. She was happy to sit in the car for an hour in regards to when they went out to the club and Bria decided to bring Milo with her. Yeah. Yeah. Sidebar. So the group goes to play basketball. And I love these little scenes of the things that they're doing up there. So they go to play basketball. Alex and Shanice apparently play basketball in high school. Shanice isn't that great. Alex is better. All right. Bree and Preston, you know, they had a bad night the night before, but they end up having a conversation and all is good. And even the possibility that Preston would have a conversation with Phil. Okay. All right. So they're playing the game. Noelle ends up getting sick. I don't know what happened. Maybe she's just not used to that level of physical activity. She runs to the bathroom to throw up. All right. And apparently Shanice ended up hurting her ankle as well. So she ends up going back when they these scenes when they go out for activities, they feel like they're too quick, right? I mean, yes, I know we have to cover the drama and stuff like that, but I just feel like these scenes, when we went to Inkwell Beach, I felt like that scene was so quick. We go to the basketball place, I feel like that scene was so quick, but I get it. Maybe not a lot happened. Look, maybe not a lot happened. But I just feel like it goes so quick. All right? All right. So they end up going back. So the group ends up going out that night. Bria decides to bring Milo with her to the club. And they're like, ma'am, no dogs are allowed in here. And Bria's like, I have gone to Saint-Tropez. I've gone here. I've gone everywhere with Milo to the club. Okay, girl. Do you guys believe that? I have never seen a dog in a club ever. And I've been around the world. Ever. And if I did, I'd probably go, ew, what are you doing with a dog in the club? You guys let me know if you have, though. Maybe you have. Okay, maybe you have. All right? So she ends up sitting in the car. We barely got to see them in the club. We see mostly in this scene, Bria sitting in the car. She FaceTimes with Simon. Simon actually is in the States at this point, but he's at their apartment here in the city. And she's just like, you know, Simon misses me. Simon needs me. You know, I cook and clean for him. We haven't seen each other in a month. And he doesn't have a lot of friends in Germany. So he's missing me. Do you guys believe her? I mean, she's saying all this stuff. We need to talk. I mean, I do believe Simon loves her. Don't get me wrong. But I feel as if she really hypes up her importance in Simon's life. I don't know if Simon's missing you that hard, girl. I mean, at this point, they've been together a long time. Because how long were they together when they started the show? And now we're, almost 2 years later? Okay, they've been together a long time. But maybe the reason why they're together so long is because of this time apart. But she said it's been a month. It's been a month. Hey, Nia, thank you so much for the super chat. Nia says, I think they are doing too much with the Mariah situation. She should be able to stay in the house. Summer's still there, and she was physical. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. And look like Summer might be physical again. I wonder if that was a produced situation, or was it more so Bria just being a brat? Because she's just like, why? She just feels entitled in regards to what went down? Or is this her revenge for not having Phil be able to come? Because she really, her and Shanice want, that's their friend, they want Phil to be able to come. Ain't No Way says, I've bartended in New York and I have, it was in a purse. New York City? Oh, I have never seen that in New York City. Ever. But you never know. Maybe they didn't realize. Maybe they didn't realize. Security! I'm playing. But not playing. DP, thank you so much for the super chat. They say Bria would be okay with Mariah if they were okay with Phil. I think so too. I don't know why she's incessant on Phil coming. Like, what is their friendship? Do you guys want Phil to come back? I mean, based off this episode, do you want Phil to come back? Because now we have Phil apologizing. He says, I was drunk. All right. So we're okay. We get to see Preston's booty. Why, Preston, why is your booty all out on television? Because they're in this room and it's the camera. They probably not even thinking or caring. Why are you wearing a jockstrap in your jeans? Is that customary for when you're ready for a rodeo? I don't know. Anyways, the skin was smooth though. Just saying. So Preston says that he's willing to have a conversation with Phil. They go outside in the sunroom and they have a conversation with Phil. Phil claims that he was drunk when he met the group. And Preston, you know, shares his thoughts on the conversation. And remember, guys, when we were talking about this with Love and Marriage Huntsville. We were talking about this with Love and Marriage DC. We were talking about this countless times in regards to when women refer to men as sassy and things like that. This conversation that Preston brings up in regards to Phil when he first came on and was in referring to him as soft. So he brings up the fact that these terms like soft and zesty and sus are triggering to Preston because he's a gay male in a space where he is the only gay male. And now you have someone that probably looks like some of the folks that have said things like this to Preston over the years. And now he's triggered. And so that's why he felt very uncomfortable with the possibility of Phil coming back. Philly Joe says, justice for Phil too. K-Baby says, no Phil. How do you guys feel about that? I mean, I feel, shout out to Preston because Preston of this entire group is the most mature. He's the most emotionally mature. And the fact that he was even able to have this conversation with Phil, I was like, applause. And look, I don't know if this will change the house's feelings on it because we have to remember, Preston wasn't the only one that didn't want Phil to come back. He wasn't the only one, like, strong on that stance. Amir felt that way. Alex felt that way. So I don't know if this would be a lead-in for Phil coming back. Look, I am a very forgiving person. So I'm open to Phil possibly coming back if the house agrees. All right. If the house agrees. How do you guys feel? If the house agrees, would you be okay with Phil coming back? You guys let me know in the live chat on TikTok, on Twitter, and here on Facebook and YouTube. If the house agrees, would you be open to Phil coming back? If they all agree, I'm okay with it because I don't have to be there. You know what I mean? I'm not going to be uncomfortable if Phil comes back. But that face gives, he's been troubled since he was able to walk. Phil has been troubled since he was able to walk. He apologized, though. He apologized. All right, let's move on. All right, if you're a member of the channel, I am going to drop the call-in link on our community tab so you guys can have an opportunity to call in and share your thoughts. Let me do that right now before I forget and we get into the rest of the Summer House Martha's Vineyard recap. Guys, if you're part of the replay crew, don't forget to give us a like and a subscribe so you don't miss out on other things here on the channel. We don't just talk about reality television. We talk about everything in pop culture. And for those that may have missed it, yeah, I made a little bit of a sneak peek literally, on TMZ Live today talking about Taylor Swift and the Swifties.
It's me. Hi, I'm the problem. It's me.
Of course, I did not have an opportunity to play this on there. Of course I would. I wish I did. I should have just sang it. The Taylor Swift fans are the problem. We will talk more about Taylor Swift, her new album, and more Hot Topics tomorrow during our Tuesday takeover at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 a.m. PST. All right? All right. Lala says, no, keep Phil out. I mean, look, who are we to say if the house feels okay with Phil coming? Who are we to say? Samira says, I want Phil back. He's the cutest guy. Here goes Samira. Samira's the same one that called in and told us about her DM, well, not relationship, her DM exchange with Alex from the cast, which invoked Alex to call in. Have you been having a conversation with Phil in the DM, Samira? Just asking. You don't have to tell us, but we appreciate your transparency. Okay. Marigold says, now we need KNN on CNN. You never know. Lisa Marie says, I think production wanted Preston to talk to Phil, and they're going to do the same thing with Bria and Mariah. I wouldn't put it past them, but based off of history with Preston, I think that was all Preston. I don't think that really was just production. I really believe Preston is emotionally mature because Preston does this type of work. For those that watched him on Watch What Happens Live, like, he leads these types of conversations in corporate America. So I wouldn't be surprised that he checked himself and was just like, you know what? Let me hear him out. I appreciate Preston. Preston is the GOAT of Summer House Martha's Vineyard because not only is he able to bring the maturity, he's able to bring the funny and the shade and the emotion, like, in the heart. Okay, we'll talk about that. All right. So Jasmine finally tells the group that she's pregnant. She finally tells the group. Some of y'all even know that she was pregnant. Still. Ooh. Samira says, not only DM, phone calls. With Alex? Wait. Oh, Samira, the plot thickens. So she had phone calls. I mean, he has a very likable voice. Those phone... Okay, what you guys talk about, Samira? Calling Samira. Samira's a beautiful woman. Am I surprised that Alex was trying to shoot his shot and mention his cousin, John Legend? He admitted to it. Miss Esquire says, I really like Preston, and he did good on Watch What Happens Live. And it's not easy on Watch What Happens Live. We've seen housewives go on there and bomb this year alone. So Preston held his own. He brought the intelligence. He brought the shade and the funny. Even shaded Robin Dixon. Regular Robin. Tyrese, thank you for the super chat. Tyrese says, bring Phil to the reunion to apologize. Well, we don't know. Maybe Phil makes an appearance this season. We don't know. I mean, they would not give me anything at this premiere party. Like, the cast and the producers would not give me. And I was like, tell me something. Damn it. If y'all don't tell me something, look, next time y'all invite me to a premiere party and y'all don't tell me something, I'm not recapping the show.
The lies.
Okay, fine. I just thought I'd try. Okay. Anyways, all right. Let me continue, and then we're going to get to some callers. Guys, if you remember the channel, we have posted a call-in link on the community tab. Live chat. Once we get to 500 likes, we will drop the call. Okay, 450. Once we get to 450 likes, I'll drop the call-in link for you guys to call in and share your thoughts. Not sure why over almost 1,100 of you watching and you haven't liked the video, but okay. Fine. Okay. Ashley says, if there is a reunion, I know we're trying to make it happen. Guys, go tag Bravo on Twitter and on Instagram that you want a Summer House Martha's Vineyard reunion. Lala says, Preston is needed for this show. I agree. I mean, look, there's no one on this cast that I'm like, get out of here. There really isn't. But if y'all were talking about Preston getting out of here, I'm like, nope. Aqua Girl says, he did great on Watch What Happens Live. Great energy. Tyree says, yes, I agree. Preston would be great Housewives host. Yeah, because he's smart, intelligent, and funny. All right. So Jasmine finally tells the group that she's pregnant. I need to ask people that have carried before, people that are currently carrying, how was she able to hold her stomach in around this group. She says y'all don't really pay attention, though. So I'm sure there were moments where she wasn't holding her stomach in and you guys weren't paying attention. But that was a lot of work. That was a lot of work. So she finally shows them her baby bump. And everyone in the group, they were like, there were signs. You could tell she's having a boy. Alex is very perceptive. He pointed out all the reasons, like, yeah, you could tell. Everyone in the group, except Amir, said, yeah, we knew she was pregnant. She was glowing. Her breasts were bigger. We could tell. I believe the women. I don't know if I believe all of the men. I believe Alex. I don't know if I 100% believe Nick, that he did, that he knew. He said, she's glowing. Okay, Nick. He just didn't want to mention her breasts. So maybe he did know. But Amir admits, I like that Amir admits to not knowing things. We find out next week, if you watch Preston's IG Live, that they're going to be doing another party that's hosted by Jordan in regards to like Freaknik. I love how timely these events each week are playing out on the season. So next week is going to be Freaknik. As you know, there's a whole Freaknik documentary on Hulu right now. So they're going to do a Freaknik thing. So a lot of people in the comment section were asking, did Amir even know what Freaknik was? Jordan was in the comment section. She's like, I had to tell him. I had to explain to him what Freaknik was. We have to keep in mind, Amir is 20-something years old. Amir grew up a very interesting life. He grew up an interesting life. So when Amir hosts the whole rodeo event, first of all, I thought that was cool. Jasmine did not get on the horse. I thought that was a really cool event. Seeing them partake in all those different activities, it was fun to watch. I never really thought about the whole the apple in a barrel game. And Noelle points out how nasty that really is. On IG Live, Preston admitted how homoerotic it was watching Amir do that. Okay. All righty then. But I've never done that game where you're bobbing for apples. I've never done that. But seeing them play these games and go up against each other, that was fun to watch. They had all kinds of different games and they were just having a good time. Again, this was like their fun episode. So we had that scene. What else happened in that scene that I wanted to mention to you guys? Look, we already mentioned Amir FaceTiming with his girlfriend, Natalie, and how awkward that was. He could tell that she was in a mood, and he explains Natalie one-on-one to us, and we were all saying, okay, you like it, we love it. We also have this other scene. I'm backtracking a little bit because I jumped ahead to Jasmine telling the group that she's pregnant. We also have the other scene where Bria brings up to Noelle and Summer at the pool about the whole Alex stuff. And I was sort of like, I thought we were kind of over the Alex stuff because Alex sort of said that he wasn't interested in Noelle like that because of the complicated relationship that's already involved with Summer and whatnot. But Bria brings it up. It gets a little testy between Bria and Summer. I don't know what goes on in Bria's head. Bria, I know she's a brat, but sometimes she's ready to like knuck if you buck. For like no reason. I'm like, okay, a little bit of a hothead. But again, what is Bria's sign? Hold on, let me pull up their astrological charts. You know we do this. Bria is a Gemini. Oh, that makes sense. Hey, Geminis. Because one minute you're having a calm conversation, the next minute she wants to fight. So Summer gets upset though, because she feels as if the way that this conversation is going is sort of like she wasn't very clear on what her relationship was with Alex. And then she constantly brings up, she's always very descriptive. She's like, oh, was I supposed to tell you that I slept with him and I made him, you know what, I climaxed how many times? Oh, all right. Okay. She said this multiple times this season about him being inside of her. I'm like, okay, Summer, we don't need the description. You could just be like, yes, we slept together. Thank you. Summer's an interesting one. She's an interesting one. All right. But what I can appreciate about Noelle, Noelle's another very mature person on this cast. She, like, she's there for a good time. She's very good with getting along with everyone. And this whole situation with Summer and Noelle could have went a whole different direction if Noelle was a different person. If Noelle was a different person, this thing could have went sideways, especially when she jumped up from that pool and stormed off all upset. But Noelle brings her to the side and has a conversation. And she even says, well, you know what? I appreciate you walking away because you could have easily, you know, turned and did a little too much. And they make peace with the whole situation in regards to Alex. But again, I always say, I'm like, the Alex situation feels null and void at this point. But you saw Alex called in. There is something that happens between Noelle and Alex during the season. But I don't think anything's happening with Noelle and Alex currently. I find it interesting that Noelle, I mean, I get it. Alex is a good looking guy. He seems like a decent guy. I don't understand the F-boy narrative. We've been saying that. But look, some of you still believe that Alex is an F-boy, even after our conversation last week, which is fine. You're entitled to your feelings. Maybe you see characteristics in someone that you dated that was an F-boy in him, and I just can't see it. I'm okay with understanding that I can't see it. All right. Samira says, I think she was upset with Bria, not Noelle. I agree. I don't think she was fully upset, but the way she stormed off, she didn't make it clear that she wasn't upset with Noelle, because the way she made it seem was, oh, I'm sorry, I did not say to you that, you know, the full scope of what I had with Alex. Sidebar, I can't remember the exact scene. Oh, it was when they were doing their Apollo at the Vineyard. Did you guys notice the way that Summer looked at Alex when he performed? Okay, rewinding back. Because Alex's outfit, I liked his sweatsuit. But I also like Nick's style. But this is what Nick does. He's a style person. I liked his outfit for the rodeo. Like, everyone else's style was eh. I know. I like Noelle's look as well. I kind of like Summer's look, but more so of the girls, I liked Noelle's look for the rodeo, and I liked I really liked Nick's style, even though it wasn't very like rodeo. He wasn't wearing cowboy boots, but I like the way he puts things together. I liked his look of the guys. Everyone else just kind of put jeans and, you know, a hat on. Well, no, not so. Preston did get dressed up. He had his cowboy boots and everything. Okay. The other Ashley Banks says, I wouldn't say he's an F-boy. He's just full of himself. Damn. Ooh, Kathy B says his singing wasn't impressive. Well, you know, he's not in the studio. I definitely think he can sing. Okay. Samira, thank you so much for the super chat. Samira says, am I the only one concerned for Amir with the girlfriend? Nope. I'm concerned too. I said, all that jealousy stuff is cute right now, but I don't know what that could lead to. Thank you, Samira, for the super chat. Miss Esquire, thank you so much for the super chat. Miss Esquire says, I think that when the show features folks in a house, it is fair that one person can prevent another person from staying there if they are uncomfortable. Not the same as a trip, even if it's petty. What do you guys think? And is this in reference to Mariah or Phil or both? I don't know. Again, like we said in this interview with the interview that I did with Bria, she said she was good with Mariah. I don't know what changed. I don't know what changed. Maybe she'll tell us on the reunion. Again, guys, tag Bravo TV on Twitter and on Instagram and let them know you want a Summer House Martha's Vineyard reunion. Feel free to tag me too so I can like it and comment. All right. We have another super chat. Scarlett J, thank you for the super chat. Scarlett, again, Alex is a hotep, which gives Grand Rising F-boy. Y'all do realize that there are some guys that really are about that life. I get it. We saw this on Love and Marriage DC with Yusha and Yusha's ill intentions. But I really believe Alex is about that life. What if he never told us that he was a ex-F-boy? Would you guys feel differently? Or would you feel the same? Damn, P says, Alex's vocals are lackluster. He just released a new project. look. Look, I try to support Black people and their businesses and what they're working on, all right? Kathy says, Kepar, you say Alex needs auto-tune? I mean, look, all artists in the studio use some level of auto-tune, some more than others. Just saying, okay? As an artist, I would look, we got a little auto-tune in my voice too. Woo woo woo. Just saying. All right. I can't always hit those notes. All right. All right. So as I mentioned to you guys before, Jasmine tells the group at this dinner, before they even get to dinner, she says, I have a special guest coming, and Bria's already triggered. Bria's like, what? Who's coming? Who's coming to this dinner? We find out, she makes the announcement that she's pregnant. A lot of the guys knew. Amir, whoa, 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 Amir. Whoa, whoa. Amir had no idea. He's like, am I the only one that didn't know? No, you're the only one that didn't know, Amir, okay? All right. To be honest with you, if I was there, I can't tell you that I would have known too. Maybe I would have. I've never really been around someone that was hiding their pregnancy and then surprised me and said, oh, I'm pregnant. You know what I mean? But I also don't want to assume. Because if someone's gaining weight or they're bloated from, you know, something else, I'm not saying anything you tell me. I'm never going to assume and I'm never going to say, yes, this is what it is. Okay. All right. Let me take a sip. Blanche says that Alex doesn't give Hotep. He just seems very intentional and he's a little granola. I feel like that too. I feel like that too. Oh, Claire says Alex's EP was better than I thought it would be. I honestly, look, I'm still trying to get through 30 songs that Taylor Swift released. No, I'm playing. I'm not playing because I was on TMZ Live today. I wanted to listen to the project over the weekend, so I've been listening here and there. Also, I wanted to hear those songs about Kim K. All right, guys, we're going to get to some callers in just a second. We're talking about Summer House Martha's Vineyard. If you haven't already, be sure to like the video. And if you are looking for roses that will last forever, don't forget Mother's Day is literally weeks away, and we will be giving away more flowers. Shout out to Philly John for winning last week. Make sure you're still subscribing. You're here for our live shows for an opportunity to win some roses from our friends over at Rose Forever. You never know. I might decide at the end of this live to do our Rose Forever giveaway. Okay, so stay tuned. But if you do not win, it's fine. You can still get a discount with the discount code KEMPIRE40 for $40 off, plus use the discount code KEMPIRE for free worldwide shipping. Why not get roses that will last you at least a year? They have a whole assortment of different types of roses and colors. Oh, you can't even see my roses behind me. Let me move out the way. See my roses, y'all? Look at those luscious roses. And I have roses around the house that are still beautiful. Some that I've had for more than a year. Gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous roses. More information on Rose Forever will be available in the description. All right. Anything else that I want to say? Yes, there was more. Because we had Apollo Night at the Vineyard. They had so many events in this one episode. So Apollo Night at the Vineyard, they chose the perfect judge. Preston was the perfect judge. They could not choose anyone else but Preston for this position. He gave the right amount of shade, critique, and funny. Who else would they choose? Okay, the only person that I thought that might come close to bring a good level of shade would have been Jasmine. All right? Sidebar, bring back Jason next season. Y'all thought I almost forgot. I told you every single week, I'm going to remind y'all about our boy Jason. Bring Jason back. People are still speculating that Jason will make an appearance this season. When I spoke to Jason, it didn't seem like Jason was making an appearance this season. But bring back Jason next season. Thank you. Especially because I think Jason's single. I don't know if he mentioned that in the comment section. I think he's single. We want more single guys next season. Sorry, guys, unless you break up with your girlfriend. Unless you break up with your girlfriends. I'm just saying. Anyways, so look, I'm so glad that I ended up watching the IG Live with Preston last night because context is important. We had the Meow Meow Girls. We had Jasmine and her rap. We had Amir and his spoken word. We had Bria with her gymnastics with Milo. We also had, we said Alex sang. Jordan and Nick did some sort of act. Oh, rewind. Mm-mm. Oh, Jordan. I mean, there wasn't a lot to say about Jordan this week, but let me tell you something. Jordan's comment on Jasmine's pregnancy. She's like, you know, it's great. This is, you know, Jasmine's first child. And she's like, you know, this is Silas' first. And she's like, oh, I don't know if this is his first child. I mean, shade by that. Here's the thing. I don't think she really meant true shade. But a comment like that lands a little differently with Jordan. Because it feels as if, and some of you have said this in the comment section, for those that have called in, you feel like that Jordan is jealous of Jasmine's new life. We've known that Jordan has made some snide remarks about Jasmine this season so far. That, for me, felt like an intentional dig. I know she tried to cover it up and be like, oh, I don't mean it like that. You know, that really wasn't shade. It lands differently when you're in the place that you're in with Jasmine. I was like, it probably would have been different if they were in a good place and they were as close as they were before. But then I was like to myself, well, Jordan, you are good friends with Jasmine. So if he had another kid, you would have known. If it was someone like me that came on the cast and I really didn't know Jasmine's history, I didn't really know Silas, if I made that comment, it would be different. You know Jasmine. You've been friends with Jasmine. You know if he would have had another kid. I was just like, oof, this is why we need a reunion. Because these things need to be addressed. I need Jasmine to pull out that, you know, two-time convicted felon side. I don't know. How do you guys feel about that comment? I don't think it was meant to be really malicious, but on some level it was malicious, especially because you guys aren't in a good place. Claire says Jordan's facial expression when Jasmine announced her pregnancy was some nasty work. Okay, so I'm not the only one. Rahina, thank you so much for the super chat. Rahina says, hi, Kemp. I got to give it to Noelle. Not only is she fun, but she is stunning in her confessionals. Oh, my God. There's so many layers to Noelle. There's just depth to her. There's logic to her. There's maturity to her. She's fun. She gets along with everyone. And I know that's not going to always be the thing, but she tries. And I appreciate it. And I told you guys, everybody named Mama was telling me, oh, watch out for Noelle. Noelle's the one this season. Blah, 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 blah. And I was like, I'll believe it when I see it. I got to watch it for myself. Okay? Okay. And I have. And I'm, look, this is episode 5. And I think she's bringing it. All right, so Preston's the judge. He's making all kinds of snide remarks in regards to this. But Preston on IG Live, memory's working. See, y'all thought I forgot what I was going to say about Preston and what he said on the IG Live. So context is important. Context is very, very important because the Meow Meow Girls, I felt a little differently when Preston announced that Amir was the winner. Because watching the edit, I was like, yeah, I think Amir probably had the best performance. But Preston says the Meow Meow Girls actually meowed. I forgot what Pretty Ricky song it was, but he said they did it to a Pretty Ricky song, and I was like, oh well, context matters. If they did it to a Pretty Ricky song, because to us it just sounded like meow 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 meow. It didn't sound like they were doing anything, and they had choreo. Justice for the Meow Meow Girls. Justice for the Meow Meow Girls. All right. All right. We have a long line of members behind the scenes. All right. Live chat. We're going to also drop the call-in link for you guys. However, you probably won't be able to get in because the live chat, the call-in is full right now. So for those of you that are calling in, make your comment, hang up so other people can call in. All right. Also, please respect the timer because I would like to get to everyone. All right. All right, Al. VI says the Meow Meow Girls are the Shein version of Cheetah Girls. They were funny. They were definitely funny. All right. Shout out to Preston. Preston's commentary, the way that he even at the end, he didn't know for a fact that this was a ChatGPT poem from Amir. And he's like, well, I think, you know, ChatGPT wrote this. But look, I don't think ChatGPT, you just never know what's AI anymore at this point. Isn't that crazy? Even the video that dropped today with Beyonce, you know, showing off her natural hair with the sacred brand, people were like, oh, that's AI, her voice.
Oh,
God. Now y'all got me re-listening. So I was like, is it? Look, is it? Oh, okay. Y'all just not used to hearing Beyonce's voice. This is a new era. We'll talk more about this during our Tuesday takeover tomorrow at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. All right, 9:30 a.m. PST. If you're watching the replay of this, don't forget to like the video. Don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget you can also take us on the go by downloading the Kempire podcast on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. While you're there, don't forget to give us a 5-star rating. And for everything Kempire, check out the description for more details on our live tour, our sponsors, and so much more. Shout out to everyone watching on TikTok. We appreciate all the gifts and all the taps. Guys, can we get to 15,000 likes? We're about to get into some callers.
Thanks for tuning in to Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Podcast. As always, don't forget to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. And for everything Kempire Radio, head on over to KempireRadio.com.
Hey, hey, it's Donna from Daily Dose of Donna. Every weekday afternoon on the Daily Dose of Donna podcast, I cover all of the reality TV and celeb gossip and breaking news. I'm a former TV casting director. My husband works in reality TV, and I live for the housewives, the sister wives, the southern charmers, and the summer housers. And let's be honest, all of the drama. I'll give you a day's worth of celebrity and reality news weekday afternoons in just under an hour. New episodes of Daily Dose of Donna post weekday afternoons and are now available in video on Spotify. Subscribe to Daily Dose of Donna, that's D-A-N-A, on your podcast app.